News release. Niagara Children's Center. All Victoria Godfrey wanted was for her children to experience Halloween together without limitations. Her son, Wesley, loves to dress up but cannot participate in traditional trick-or-treating because of his disability. Diagnosed with 21q21 deletion syndrome, a rare genetic condition, Wesley is unable to walk, climb stairs, or eat candy because of his feeding tube. Wesley has a huge personality and is very social, especially for someone who can't talk, Godfrey said. He loves being around people. He is always smiling no matter what he's going through. Wesley has bone marrow failure, anemia and low platelets, for which he receives platelet transfusions every 10 to 14 days and red blood cells every 2 months. He's actually outlived his timeline we were given, so every day with him is quite literally a gift, said Godfrey. We have no idea what the future holds at this point. Driven to create an equitable Halloween experience for her children, Godfrey discovered the concept of trunk or treat. The idea came to me when I realized that my little Wesley the Warrior can't actually walk up steps or eat any of the candy that people had to offer, so my kids wouldn't be able to experience Halloween together like I imagined, said Godfrey. I knew I definitely wasn't alone and felt like I had to do something. In 2021, she proposed the concept to Niagara Children's Center, where her son receives rehabilitation treatment for occupational therapy, physiotherapy and speech-language pathology since he was born. There was so much positive feedback from the event last year, said Godfrey. I knew that this would be important to so many families, too, and it would be an excellent way to get people together who could just relate. On Saturday, October 29, the event returned to the Children's Center, welcoming hundreds of families who receive their rehabilitation and treatment services for physical, developmental and/or communicative delays. It's very rewarding to see the children and families we serve experiencing the joy of trick-or-treating, said Kathy Bell, Director of Clinical Services at Niagara Children's Center. Traditional trick-or-treating can present many accessibility challenges, so we're proud to offer our support in creating an equitable Halloween experience. During the event, children had the opportunity to trick-or-treat by visiting dozens of cars decorated with interactive displays around the center's parking lot, dancing to ghostly tunes and creating memorable moments with their families. The event resonates with so many of our families because it's more accessible, not as much walking for the kids, and offers non-edible treats for those who can't consume candy, said Bell. Cars were decorated in a wide range of themes, from traditional spider webs, bats and bones to more unique interpretations of a camping cookout, Animal Farm, Sesame Street, Jurassic World and Candyland. I think it's important to not only have an accessible Halloween experience for the kids but for the parents too, Godfrey said. It can inspire them when they see other families who may have similar struggles and remind them they aren't so alone.